Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Recent deficit projections show that the San Francisco Unified School District may face a major cash shortage within a year. In response, the state has appointed two fiscal experts with the authority to intervene in financial decisions made by the superintendent or the school board. For more on this, we are lucky to be joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jill Tucker, K through 12 education reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. And Jill, you did a great piece. It's very insightful.
Well, thank you.
How long has the San Francisco School District been in a financial tailspin? Is this just a recent headline?
No, you know, honestly, they've been dealing with financial issues for many, many years. You know, but they've sort of, as they even said, have been kicking the can down the road. They've been using one-time funds, you know, including pandemic recovery funds, rainy day funds, all sorts of other types of things to sort of backfill overspending. And they have a $1.3 billion budget right now, but they've been spending more than they take in and just kind of covering that up with various one-time monies, and but that's running out. And so, as they've said, they're sort of hitting the wall, and recognize that. But what we found in this last week is that it's much worse than they even thought, and the state is stepping in and going, "Whoa, this is bad. It was bad before. It's worse." And, you know, they were at the school board meeting last night and they said, remember when we said that the yellow light is blinking, it is now red. And if we don't take significant action, if you don't take significant action, you will run out of money. And we're here to make sure that doesn't happen.
So they were authorized to suspend or reverse financial decisions made by the superintendent or the school board. I mean, that's big.
That's a big deal. Yeah, when the state had appointed fiscal experts 3 years ago to come in and give guidance to keep an eye on things, because already, you know, the state knew that they were overspending, and they said, look, you've got to get this under control and, you know, figure out how to spend within your means. And so they had the fiscal experts here and working with the district. So that was happening. But now those same fiscal experts are now called financial advisors, and they have the stay or rescind ability, which means they can either say, no, you cannot make that financial decision, or they can suspend that financial decision. But basically, that takes the power away from the district to make those financial decisions. The fiscal advisors last night said, we hope not to do that. We hope to be working with you so that any decisions that you might make that would be not in your best interest won't even be considered. You know, we don't want to stay or rescind these decisions. So we want to stop them before you even consider them. But, you know, we're here. You know, the whole goal is to make sure that you don't get in a situation where you are insolvent and have to take out a state loan and have a state takeover. I mean, that's the worst case scenario, right? So the state is now stepping in. They are increasing their oversight. And it really is, you know, what they said was, we're here to open your eyes. We want you to understand that this is serious. And we're here to make sure that it doesn't get to the point where, you know, it's kind of the point of no return.
And based on your reporting, we know that they were presented, the school board that is, presented with some ideas from the fiscal experts. Are there school closures on the table?
Definitely, yeah. The district already started that process earlier this year. They are working with the community to figure out what the criteria is to determine which schools, or to determine how they would decide which schools or how many they would close. The goal is to determine which schools would be closed by the end of the year. Not that they would close them, but decide which ones, and then over the next year, you know, follow through with that. And so, you know, that's happening at the same time. They're also looking to eliminate vacant positions, make additional cuts. They still have the payroll issue, which has been a fiasco for several years that they have to fix. There's definitely a lot going on in the district. They have, as they all admitted, a lot to do.
Jill, we always appreciate talking to you. Jill Tucker is K-12 education reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.